Rupert was absolutely right. Things have changed at Burnley, and we spent a good part of this morning saying, where's James stand? James Gillig, of course, the legendary artist extraordinaire. But James, you're next door to Boodles.
I am. Well, we've always been next door to Boodles, but we've shifted 100 feet across the way. We're now on the same side of the main road, which goes through the centre of the site, on the same side as the judging ring.
Exactly, and it was that 100 foot that clearly sent us to country living this morning as opposed to your good self. But as ever, a delight to see your good self with an absolutely superb display once again. How has the last year been for you?
It's been very, very good, successful and so on, but it's my last year at Burley, unfortunately.
No!
Yes, it is, yeah.
No!
After 17 years or so, yeah, it is.
But James, I mean, we'd be lost without you. I mean, our annual links with yourself. Does this mean that you're going to be permanently resident at Lath?
Yes, I've been there for a long time, but just my clients have pushed me elsewhere. I mean, sort of updraft under my work.
Speaking of clients, of course, you have a fabulous debut co-presenter you're just about to introduce to us.
Elizabeth Shaw.
Elizabeth,
a good client of mine.
Good to connect with your good self. What is it in particular about the magic that James produces that has appealed to you?
I've admired James's work for over a decade. I've been coming for over a decade, so I just love the perfectionism, and I've just always admired it. So I bought my first piece a couple of 3 years ago, I think, from James, which is a beautiful snowdrop, very simplistic, which I really, really love. So, I absolutely adore James's work.
Tessa?
Yes, I mean, I'm looking around and I can see all these magnificent paintings and picture frames. I mean, what inspires you the most about art? And do you draw a lot of horses? Is that your main focus with art, or what do you do?
At Burley, yes, quite a lot of horses. I go to Q8 to draw the Arabians, which you see here, and then thoroughbreds. I go to stud yards in England, but most of those have sold, so I don't have many of them here. But generally, I just get up in the morning and pick up my brushes and get cracking. I've been blessed with a lot of ideas in my life, so.
And the snowdrop, what was the appeal to you about the snowdrop?
I think it was the simplicity. It's just very, very simplistic, isn't it?
I can tell you more than that. It actually came in a little bit of a difficult time in her life, and I remember it. It touched. It gave you something when you needed it.
Yeah,
is that right?
It did. Yeah, I adore it. Yeah, absolutely adore it.
And ultimately, surely that's the function, if it has to have a function, of all great art, that actually it helps us through the whole life experience.
Yes, it does. Yes. I mean, you can't take stuff with you, but there's life's brief, and to have these sorts of pleasures, rich pleasures out of things, is a very nice thing to be able to do.
Tessa?
I've got to say, looking around here, obviously the artwork's fabulous, but I'm loving this fruit bowl you've got. Look at it. It's amazing, really.
Yeah.
Colourful.
Well, on Saturday, when all the parents and children come, we have to have something to give them.
I see. So it's not a sort of artist's scenario there. This is genuine fruit, though.
Yeah, it's real fruit. Doesn't get thrown, but...
Exactly. And how's Theo these days? Is he still thriving in his sculpting?
Yeah, he is. He's doing very, very well. He's working on a major project at the moment, which keeps him sort of under the radar and under the radar and under wraps. So, we don't see a lot of him, but I was there for dinner yesterday night, and he's on good form and sculpting away.
Excellent. And Elizabeth, this bombshell that James will no longer be at Burley next year, I mean, presumably you'll be keeping tabs on him yourself.
I've said that, haven't I? Because I'm looking to add to my collection, so I did say I'll be having to pop up to the studio in Louth now to have a look.
Well, ironically, Louth is actually closer to Lincoln than in Burley, just about. I think it's nip and tuck, really. So clearly, James, you're tipping our hand now. We've been saying for years we'd come and actually do a location report, but now you're sort of being based at Louth. We can't rely on our annual trip to Burley.
You'll have to come to Louth and you'll be most welcome.
Tessa?
I think that would be brilliant. I think we should.
And I ask this every year, and it's ridiculous asking to choose an artist or writer to choose between their favourite books, Offspring and so on. Do you have a particular personal favourite of the work you've been producing?
Yeah, the painting behind you of the lying tulip. It's because my wife likes it. So.
Yeah.
How long does a particular painting like the one behind us with all those wonderful horses take? How long did that take you?
Don't ask. It take a long time, a huge amount of time in preparation, and then the preparation of the canvas,
and all the drawings,
and then the underpainting, and yes, it takes a long time. I do about between 20 and 25 paintings a year normally.
Wow, amazing.
And just for the sake of completeness and any pedants who might be listening, the lying tulip is not necessarily a mendacious tulip. It's literally a tulip that's laid on its side.
Yes, it is.
You should know what could happen, really. These days, language can be very confusing on that basis. James' website, which is the best way to actually reach you as far as the online material is concerned?
www.gillick-artist.com.
We're currently back in the press area with the press conference about to start in a matter of moments, and clearly we've managed to reconnect with that magical soul, Wendy Packham. I realise actually I hadn't taken Wendy's details as well, so we need to stay in touch by email, various other bits of news. But Wendy, you have a direct connection with the person who's currently in second place.
Well, going back in history, this is, yes. Her mother, Marcel Tattershaw, was a member of the same riding club that I belong to down in the southeast of the country. So I've sort of known Gemma since she was, I think, about 10, 11, and I've been watching her coming up through the ranks, and it's just been a delight. The horse is not the easiest to ride in the dressage, and she just did a lovely, lovely test on him. And I should think for them, that must well be their personal best score.
I am very impressed with the way the horses actually go backwards. What's the technique to getting a horse to actually go backwards?
Funnily enough, you actually ask them to go forwards, but you restrain the movement with your hands on the reins. And so then the impulsion that you are building up using your seat and your back and your legs is actually transferred backwards.
Does that help, Gemma?
It definitely does. I think, I mean, we were sitting there wondering how on earth do they do that? And obviously it's all in the control of the reins. Did you ever ride? Have you ridden?
Yes, I used to ride at riding club level. Yes, I started riding when I was 7 and...
More than 20 years ago, then?
No, I wish, yes, no, it's more than half a century. But I now carriage drive, and yes, when we do, I do eventing on wheels. So when we do our dressage test with the horse in the carriage, yes, we have to do a rein back, and we have to ask the horse to come backwards with the carriage as well.
We saw some of the carriage driving tests at the Great Yorkshire Show this year, and some phenomenal sort of balance there. Of course, it's Tessa, not Gemma. I was confusing with Gemma Tassel.
See, I just carried on as a...
consummate professional.
Well, my name is actually Jessica Stark for the day, isn't it?
just going to be started. It would never have happened under Wendy Packham's watch.
I've got multiple names today, but anyway.
Can Gemma Tattersall go all the way? I mean, I know it's early days, first of all. There's all sorts of things can happen when we actually come to the cross-country, to the other things. Michael Young, obviously, in first place at present. Your thoughts?
Well, Arctic Soul is a jumping machine. And providing Gemma can just keep a lid on his exuberance, keep him straight, there's, you know, with all the luck that everybody needs to go cross country, she should still be in a very, very good position by the end of the cross country. Then it'll be a case of keeping a lid on him in the show jumping, because he does react to the crowds.
There we are. Wendy, we salute you as ever, and we'll speak again very soon, I'm sure.
I'm not at all, I expect we will.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are coming to 10, first of all, I'd like to thank very much the riders, and some familiar faces and some not familiar, familiar face here today. After the first day of the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials 2017, first day of dressage, I'm going to ask Mikhail if you could pick up the microphone, please, first. That'd be great. In first place after the first day of dressage is Mikhail Young from Germany on Visiotech SAM. Mikhail, we talked about, he's such a wonderful horse, this, but he really does seem to love these big occasions. He just does the most amazing tests for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's really a fantastic horse. He's very good in all three disciplines. Before, it was when he was young, it was really hard work, and it was not always easy like that, but we're learning together from the big atmospheres, also how I have to prepare him and what I have to do to make it much more easy for him. And now it's just I really can enjoy it. I know how I have to prepare him, and it makes much more easier.
Without giving any young secrets, how do you make him relax?
Yeah, top secret.
Okay.
I think every horse is different, and every horse the very little things are important. For him, it's very important that he travel in a very big box, for example. So the traveling is much more relaxed for him, so he can do the competition more relaxed. That's the first important thing. I think it's important that you look to your horse. It's not just the big things that they are important. It's very important the little things where you can make the life for the horse more easy on the competition. That's important that they feel very happy in the stable, in the work, in the warm up, and also on the wet check. That's I think also a good thing that we have the wet check in the dressage stadium. That they feel the arena a little bit with the pressure from the spectators. But in the end, now he's 17, and I know what I have to do, and that makes more easy. And I really enjoy the time, and I can ride him. I hope.
Good now. So, any questions for Mikhail? No, I think you're going to. You're not going to. Did your parents own a horse stud? A Landerstut?
We have not a breeding farm, but we have like a riding school. Not that you can rent the horses, but you came there with your own horses and then you get lessons.
And so I just wondered whether your parents sent you any particular rider?
Was your father your coach from when you were small, or did you coach by someone else?
Yes, my father did also riding, dressage, jumping, and eventing. And for me, it was very nice to watch it. And we had a really nice time always when we were on the eventing competitions. And for me, it was clear from the beginning that I would like to do the same. Not just eventing. So also dressage and jumping, because we in Germany, we had not also so much competitions like in England. So I have time enough to do some other things.
Did your father coach you? Did he teach you?
Yes. From the beginning, I learned everything from him.
He must have been a very accomplished.
Yeah, and now he's a very big help because he know everything from me, and he know the horses from home very well. So it's very easy to train with him. Because he can say just the little things, do a little bit this, a little bit this, and that's a very big help for me.
Great. Yeah. Okay, one more question for Mikhail. Yeah? No, you can ask one.
In that case, your thoughts on the
Thoughts on the cross-country course?
The good thing is, before many weeks before, I was always thinking to the weather because of the ground. But I think the weather is really good and the ground looks really perfect, so I'm really looking forward for Saturday. The cross country is tough, and I think for the condition is really tough. The first part is maybe a little bit easier, but then you have a very long way up the hill after the corner with the trees. I don't know, it's number 8 or 9. Yeah, you really have to think to the condition of your horse, that you push the horse not too much in the beginning, that because you need a lot of energy in the end of the course. Very big jumps and tough questions where the horse needs a lot of power.
Great. Okay. It's going to have to be very quick.
Yeah, we have just the first day, so it's very interesting for tomorrow. Okay, it was not the perfect test, but it was still a very good test, and I had a very good feeling when I was riding him. He was very relaxed and concentrated.
Good.
Nice.
Thank you, Mikhail. If you'd like to pass the microphone to Gemma Tattle, the British champion on Arctic Soul here in second place at the moment. I believe that's the best 4-star score you've done. What gave you gave Arctic Soul that confidence today going into that arena? Because it looked supremely confident.
Yeah, and that's what it's all been about with him for years, really. He's a very, very nervous horse in the atmosphere, and he's been actually very relaxed since he got here. And We did the arena walk last night. I spent ages with him, just walking in and out and patting him and trying to get him as confident as possible. And today, he's been out all day, just walking around, little bit of work, walking, little bit of work, walking. And he went in the arena, and instead of being backwards in the way I rode him, I tried to be really positive and ride him more forwards and actually kick him forwards. And I think it worked, and he took a big breath and relaxed, and he managed to do the work that we know that he's actually capable of.
Thank you. Any questions for Gemma? No? Got the wavering. Oh, yes, go on. Cross country?
I think there's certainly a few towards the end. I think the Chart Hatchery will need great care, and Discovery Valley, and like Mickey Young said, that we have to be careful not to push too early up the hill and make sure we have enough force at the end of the course.
Okay, all happy? Oh no, go on. Go on, madam.
About the time.
How many horses will make the time?
Depends if we get any more rain. I'm hoping we will. no, I don't think very many. Hopefully less than five.
There we are, we heard it here first. Right, thank you, Gemma. Any more? Thank you, Gemma. Could you like to pass the... Now then, from the United States of America in third place, McKenna Shea on Landioso. McKenna, we were talking earlier on, not that the smoothest preparation through your competition in the UK. Can you just briefly describe what preparation you did with Andy Ozer to build up to that wonderful test today?
Yeah, he got shipping fever on the way over to England, so that was not ideal, but it ended up giving me a little bit more time to get ready. So I was able to do the 2-star at Barbary in June, and then I did Aston the Walls Advanced and the Advanced at Gatcombe as well. So I think it was a really good build up for just as far as the terrain and the questions. Like Aston the Walls was a little bit more friendly and the terrain wasn't too hard, and then I was able to kind of push him at Gatcombe to as a fitness test and just to make sure he was really on it, and he felt really good, so I feel like I definitely had the right preparation.
No, great test. Has anybody got any questions for McKenna? No? Well, I would just like to ask one quick question. There are more Americans than usual competing here. Do you work as a team? Do you exchange know-how?
Yeah, I mean, we had our team course walk earlier today, and I think we're all going to try to be there for each other's tests, and we all go fairly close together, so that was easy to do. But yeah, we're definitely, all rooting for each other. It's about time. We have a good team.
Well, we do wish you luck.
Thank you.
Right, just quickly before I let the riders go, just to tell you, Paul Roger have got their champagne drawer up there, put your business card in there. Dressage times tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, are later as today, so it'll be 10:30, I think. Feedback, if you can give us, and finally, opening time for here is 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll be all set tomorrow, maybe a restful day for some. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, we always have to give a big thank you to the riders for finding the time to come and talk to us. And after the first day of the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials 2017, third place, McKenna Shea, I'm sorry about that, McKenna. Second place, Gemma Tassel, but in the lead, going into the second day of dressage from Germany, Michael Young. Thank you to them all. Thank you. Thank you.
We've just actually been present at the press conference. Your thoughts, Tessa, on your first full day here at the 2017 Burley Horse Trials?
Well, it's been ever so interesting, an absolutely incredible day. There's so much to see and do here. As I've said before, you can't do it all in one day. And I think the press conference has wrapped up the day quite nicely. We've got Germany first, the UK second, and the USA third. So.
And Wendy is back with us now. I think Gemma, who's actually just a few yards away from us, actually currently being dealt with. I think she did you proud, really.
I think she is. Oh, she was obviously delighted when she'd finished her test and when she realised she'd gone into second place. There was a great, you know, fist in the air. She was just so, so pleased. But she's obviously worked very hard on that horse. She's thought about how he copes with different situations and she's tackled it in exactly the right way.
Wish her best, and say we'll grab a few words with her, I'm sure. But again, a splendid time, and made all the better by meeting your good self once again, Wendy.
Thank you very much indeed, Alex. Always the gentleman.
We have succeeded, Tessa, in actually meeting the legend who has actually. So it's fantastic connecting with your good self once again.
Thank you very much. Yeah, very pleased with today. Be second, only 4 penalties behind. Mickey Young is, yeah, beyond a dream. My aim was to be 10 points behind him, so, yeah.
Well, it's been achieved and easily done, so, Gemma. I love the way you actually shared with the press there just how you actually walk the horse and really connect, because that connects between horse and rider. It can never be underestimated.
No, absolutely not. You know, he's a very nervous horse and he needs to trust. And so we spent a long time today walking around and learning that we can trust and that he can trust. And, yeah, it paid off.
Tessa.
I mean, obviously, you make it look so, so easy out there. I mean, how long have you been riding? Have you been doing this since you was little? Does it run in the family?
Yeah, literally, been riding since I was big enough, not even big enough to walk. I was in the saddle before. And, yeah, it's all I've ever wanted to do. And, yes, it's in the family. My mum has always run a riding school. So, yeah, it's always been in the family.
Well, Gemma, the combined force of Southside Broadcasting and Siren are behind you for the next couple of days. I'm sure it's going to be sensational. Very best of luck and congratulations once again on a great first day.
Thank you very much.